From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 7th day of March, 2010, on this Sunday edition. We're going to have wide open phones later in the next half hour. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Okay, I have a lot of economic news, a lot of police state news, a lot of good news, as well as bad news on the battlefront against the illegitimate global banking syndicate that's setting up world government. Iceland's voters have rejected repayment plan. They've said, no, we don't owe the banks this money. This was an engineered implosion. This was a engineered fraud, and we are not going along with this. Here it is from the New York Times today. Iceland voters reject repayment plan. We had, of course, the leader of the main opposition against the banking dictatorship on a month ago, a member of the Icelandic parliament. We're getting her back on this week, Jones Dottier. But we're going to be covering that later in the next hour. Also, McCain's draconian dietary supplement bill, Dad. Of course, last month, papers reported that they're ordering health food stores, pharmacies, to not sell vitamin C, aloe vera, fish oil, and any and every other supplement over the counter. Big drug companies want their competition knocked out. But this bill that would set up similar systems here in the U.S. is in serious trouble now. So that is certainly good news. We'll be breaking that down coming up in the second hour. And I want to go over a very informative MSNBC story from MSNBC Television, of all places. Talk about the devil denouncing himself. Five surprising ways your TV is slowly killing you. Now, this has been known since the 50s, after they just had a few years of the implementation of the television. We're going to be going over that today. And also, if we have time, because I mentioned this last week, New York City, New Mexico State, and other areas around the country are admitting what we already knew, but now we know the police have been lying, saying there are no quotas. Well, now it's admitted there are quotas and increased quotas to arrest you, to give you tickets, to throw the book at you, but the illegal aliens are above the law, which is also a discrimination issue. So we'll be going over that coming up. Obviously, in the first hour and into the second hour with your phone calls, we're going to talk about the Pentagon shooting. I told you they'd stage false flag attacks in Austin and blame it on the Tea Parties. I told you they would stage attacks probably on the Pentagon or other military bases and blame it on 9/11 Truth. And I've been proven exactly right yet again. Because when I see them preconditioning for something, that's a tell. Like in poker, it's 100% tell. And that's only one piece of the information, one piece of info that goes into my overall analysis. But we got this Bedell guy. I was on Fox News last night, Geraldo at large, and Geraldo really tried to skewer me. He tried to go, oh, is this going to discredit 9/11 Truth, Alex? And he thought I would just go down that path with him of speculation. Instead, I just went ahead and countered the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and pointed out that within 1 hour, we have the news articles, within about 64 minutes, a little over an hour, all over TV, all over radio, all over print, they were saying that the Pentagon shooter was a 9/11 truther. Now, if you know how police investigations work, ladies and gentlemen, that lets anybody who's worked in media know this was staged. And then it turns out his family specifically warned the government, just like the underwear bomber, just like the Fort Hood shooter, just like every other case we've seen. It's all coming up. This is key info. This confirms all of my predictions of where they were going. This is the beginning of more false flag to be blamed on real patriots. Get ready.
This is Alex Jones. And
for safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, it's Sunday, the 7th day of March, 2010, 2 hours layout before us. I got a bunch of news on the economy, on the police state, on what the big banks are doing, some victories against tyranny, Iceland rejecting the banking dictatorship, Greece has not rejected it and has fully fallen to tyranny by design, and even Democratic and Republican policymakers are saying the same thing may happen to the U.S. in the next 16 months. But they're saying we're going to have a depression if we don't capitulate to the banks. They've already taken your pension funds. They've already started moving in against your retirement. They've been taking your jobs away. Now they want your Social Security. That's coming up in the next hour, understanding who the true enemy is, not the bank down the street. That's helps your community. Commerce and credit. The big international private cartel banks, who aren't even banks. They're a bunch of Madoffs. So that is coming up in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Of course, I'm Alex Jones, your host, dedicated to liberty and freedom. We're not right-wing. We're not left-wing. We're constitutionalist. We're Americans. We're freedom lovers. We're lovers of truth. And we tell the truth. We break down the facts. We let the chips fall where they may. Now, for new listeners, I would challenge you to go back in the last year to all the articles we wrote at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com with headlines like government to stage terror attacks to be blamed on Tea Party movement, 9/11 truth. Paul Watson wrote another one Wednesday. I have specifically in the last 2 months said they're going to stage a terror attack on Austin, probably on a government building, to be blamed on the Tea Parties and or 9/11 truth. I've said separately, look for planes to be bombed, military bases to be attacked, and IRS buildings and other federal buildings, because I know how the feds work. The feds carried out the Oklahoma City bombing. That came out in federal documents. You ought to see Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire. He dug up actual FBI recordings that were just recently declassified of them cooking the bomb, training the driver in the 1993 World Trade Center attack. New declassified documents about the feds running the attack on Oklahoma City and setting up their special forces operative, Tim McVeigh. The point is, we know this stuff has gone on before, and we know that when 30-plus states are moving to declare sovereignty, the banking takeover of America is very unpopular. We know that when the Tea Party begins to explode and take over the Republican Party, we know that the government's going to try to go in and take the Tea Parties over and kind of bend them back towards serving big government and corruption. And now Obama's created something called a coffee party to try to go in and take over the Tea Parties. Actually, my listener's idea 2 months ago was to have the true patriots, who are real constitutionalists, go take the Tea Parties back over that we started 3-4 years ago, 9/11 Truth, and then the Ron Paul in the Fed movement, which mainstream media admits actually founded it. The coffee party to wake up the Tea Party to the mainline Republicans trying to co-opt them, we need to co-opt their party instead of the other way around. So there's a battle for the heart and soul of the Tea Parties. But they have made the decision to go ahead and demonize the Tea Parties. The feds do the same thing over and over again. Same reason they bombed Oklahoma City was to then play the part of victims and go after their political enemies. Hitler blew up the Reichstag, firebombed it to blame it on his political enemies. There's been over 200 declassified cases, Operation Gladio, NATO option, Ajax, USS Liberty, now completely declassified 2 years ago, Chicago Tribune headline, NSA declassifies, intercepts, confirms that Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty in 67 to blame it on Egypt. Blow the ship up, but they couldn't sink it. For hours, they torpedoed and bombed it. Our own military was involved. McNamara got on the line and said, you know, let the ship go to the bottom. I've interviewed the admirals. They're almost all dead, Admiral Moore and others, but those interviews are out there. I've interviewed the, was it six of the admirals, two of the admirals on the ships? What was it, Admiral Geis? I mean, just all of them. This was a staged false flag event. And bizarrely enough, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff 2 years ago went to Israel and gave a speech and said, don't try something like this again to get us into war with Iran. And then it turned out Cheney was planning, this was reported by MSNBC and the New Yorker magazine 2 years ago, that a year before that, 3 years ago, Cheney wanted to create fake Iranian patrol boats in U.S. naval shipyards and have them attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz or in the Persian Gulf. So this is done over and over again, and to deny that governments do this is a fraud. And so I've dug up some of the U.S. government documents. Here's Operation Northwoods, ABC News, U.S. military. In fact, give me a document cam shot, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's just some of these. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. Military directed plans to terrorize U.S. cities to provoke war with Cuba. So there's an ABC News headline. But don't just read ABC News. Don't just believe them. Here is Operation Northwoods. Memorandum for Secretary of Defense, justification for U.S. military intervention, and it talks about how to stage shootings at the Pentagon, where they control things, and at the Capitol, where they can stage fake shootings, fake grazings. What did we see just a few days ago? Grazings. I mean, I'm not a bad American if I have a government plan to stage grazings. Actually says grazings. Do it at military bases where they control it. D.C., Miami, or really attack our troops at Guantanamo Bay using U.S. troops dressed up like Cubans and kill Marines. Oh, that's very patriotic. And now it turns out Bobby Kennedy proposed even more before this, back in the 60s, bombing U.S. embassies, hijacking jets by remote control, crashing them, plastic explosive bomb attacks against U.S. bases inside the U.S. and outside, wounding Americans, staging grazings. And so I went on Fox News and said, look, Gulf of Tonkin's declassified. They staged that. Northwoods is declassified. And the lady starts laughing, and Geraldo Rivera has to go, well, actually, you know, that the Gulf of Tonkin is declassified. They did stage that. No, they staged it all. So here's the deal, and I'm going to go over the Army Field Manual, just one of the declassified Army Field Manuals, show it to you here on air. This is the field manual used from 1996 until 2004. That was the current manual during that period for Army captains and above who were in special ops are all taught how to stage terror attacks. Oh, you're overwhelmed in an area where you're force multiplying, trying to take over, and they give an example of Latin America. Well, you just go and commit an atrocity and blame it on the local enemy, and then you'll get the people to turn to your aid. This is end justifies the means. And look, for soldiers, this is something that's acceptable. and they groom them for black ops, and they pick psychological types that believe the end justifies the means. Most of the troops aren't taught this. And it goes back to chess, invented by the Persians 4,000 years ago. It goes back to chess. It's called a gamut or gambit, sacrifice of a pawn. In fact, print me the definition of gamut. I want to make sure I'm giving the exact definition. It's sacrificing a pawn or opening a major operation with a small sacrifice. And it's taught at West Point. You put 500 troops into a pass. You got 10,000 waiting. You draw out the enemy, knowing those 500 troops are all going to get killed. But then you've exposed the enemy. Then you bring in your main force. So, yeah, blow up the World Trade Centers. Kill 3,000 Americans. That's a gambit. You understand that? That's collateral damage. Soldiers go on one-way missions knowing they're sacrificing themselves. Why shouldn't Americans sacrifice a little in the war against Islam? We'll be right back.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kratznobel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratznobel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratznobel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for the special Sunday, reviewing the week in review that's passed and the upcoming week. Don't forget, we have the free Infowars.com iPhone app to listen to the show whenever you want, however you want, wherever you travel. Even if you don't have an iPhone, your friends and family probably do. Go to Infowars.com, grab the link to the free app on the iTunes Store, and send it to your friends and family. It's a great way, an easy way to wake somebody up. When we're not live, it restreams 24 hours a day and has a link to the free podcast as well. I want to give you the definition of gambit. Chess, an opening in which a player seeks to obtain some advantage by sacrificing a pawn or piece. And in Army Field Manual FM31-20-3, this came out 2 years ago. It was in use until 2004. The government went after WikiLeaks and had it removed, but not before it was posted elsewhere, and confirmed it was real and said it was a national security breach, and it teaches Army captains and above how to stage terror attacks. And, of course, it was declassified 2 weeks ago by the State Department that Bobby Kennedy wanted to bomb U.S. embassies, to blame it on the Honduran government to invade, and his brother, the president, said no. It was an idea of Robert McNamara, the same guy that then staged the USS Liberty with Israel a few years later when he was in the LBJ administration. They also staged the Gulf of Tonkin. Our ships were never attacked on that date, and that's since been declassified. The issue here is governments all do this. This is a tool. The Russians do it. The Communist Chinese do it. The Nazis did it. The Italian government, a bunch of people went to prison in the government in the last few years for bombings in the 80s, where they would bomb school buses, police stations, and blame it on their political enemies. Every time an outside political party starts getting traction, in Italy especially, the government just blows something up and demonizes them on the news. Now, Operation Northwoods, that ABC News and the Associated Press report on, talks about staging shootings at U.S. military bases in D.C., i.e. the Pentagon. Grazings. What was it? Was it 2000? That it was all over mainstream news, BBC, you name it, that the Taiwanese president staged a grazing of himself in a parade when he was about to lose the election in 2 days so he could be a hero, and it actually worked. He wasn't really shot. They had a guy fire blanks, and they claimed he'd been shot and put some red fake blood on him. So I'm not saying that this was staged. We don't know yet. But the initial indications are it follows the same pattern. And within 1 hour and 5 minutes of the shooting at the Pentagon, it was all over national news Thursday night that this guy was a 9/11 truther. Thousands of posts about being a libertarian, supporting the von Mises school of Austrian economics, being a liberal, supporting Congressman Gravel, being a 9/11 truther, sending the Pentagon his nanotech ideas, that he was a manic depressant on medication. But out of literally scores of things he said, they chose 9/11 truth within an hour and 5 minutes to demonize 9/11 truth, just like they had the tragic attack on the IRS office building, Echelon building here in Austin a few weeks ago. And I went on air an hour and 15 minutes after it happened. What had happened basically at about 9:55, I went on air at 11 a.m. that weekday, and I said, watch, they'll be blaming it on the Tea Parties and myself within hours. Austin American Statesman implied that I supported it. Total lie, total defamation, whatever. That's why they're discredited. Go, have fun. Tell all the lies you want. New York Daily News, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, going after who? Alex Jones. Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, last week demonizing me, saying 9/11 truth is going to be violent. How did I know all this was coming? A year ago, Poplawski in Pittsburgh. 7 a.m., he's drunk, got home at 3 a.m. drunk. He's got two pit bulls. He's a former Marine. They're urinating all over the floor, his mother said. She said, I'm kicking you out. She called the police. He threw a fit and shot three of them. Within 2 hours of him giving up and being arrested, they put in the newspaper, with a writer who writes PR pieces for the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, that he was a fan of Alex Jones. And they had plants on the street outside his house saying, oh, I'm friends with Poplawski. He likes Alex Jones. Total plants within 2 hours on TV. Then it turned out he actually hated me and attacked me for years on the Internet because I'm not a white supremacist. Now, why within 2 hours of those cops being killed would I be fingered as the person that caused it? Just like Limbaugh was accused of causing Oklahoma City within 2 hours by Bill Clinton. Why? It's not Rush Limbaugh anymore. It's Alex Jones when this happens who gets blamed. And we got Glenn Beck blaming constitutionalists, birthers, truthers. In the last few months, he kept saying constitutionalists, birthers, truthers. They're going to get violent. They're going to attack. When there had been no evidence of truthers or birthers being violent ever, how did they know this? It sounded ridiculous unless they were getting ready to stage something and the talking points being given to the establishment were that we were going to be violent. Southern Poverty Law Center saying it, ADL saying it, Chris Matthews parroting it, O'Reilly parroting it, Glenn Beck parroting it, gearing up, getting everybody ready for this to happen, for this to unfold. And so that's why I've been saying every day for the last 2 months, they're going to stage terror attacks in America because they've got to. 9/11 truth in some polls, like Angus and Reid, New York Times, 84% of Americans question the official story of 9/11. 6 of the 10 commission members. They've got commission lawyers like Farmer writing books about how it was all a cover-up and a fraud. They've got all this coming out. What are they going to do? They've got the birthers, more than half of registered Republicans saying they believe Obama's covering up his birth certificate. So they have somebody we can trust, Glenn Beck, come out, supposedly can trust, and say, oh, only 5% of the Tea Parties with no evidence are birthers, and they're dangerous. They might do something violent. And then he sandwiches that bad info in with incredibly good info. I watched Beck Friday, and I was, like, liking him. He was exposing how they're brainwashing kids in school and Mecha and La Raza and the New World Order and the UN. But he does that so he can then turn around on you a week later. The point is, that's why he's so dangerous, because I've seen him over and over again at key junctures sabotage the true liberty movement. But side issue, coming back from the break, I'm going to play parts of this Geraldo Rivera interview they did with me last night on Fox News so we can break down what's really going on here. Because I told you about an hour and a half before, within 3 hours of it happening, they were saying it. I said, watch, if this is staged, they're going to blame it on the Tea Parties and on 9/11 truth. And they did. And then it turns out that a weird government contractor with Homeland Security owned the small hangar his plane was in, a Homeland Security expert on remote control aircraft. Turns out his family says Stack didn't write that, on and on and on. And the same stuff is now coming out with this guy. And then we have the underwear bombing, where it's 100% confirmed that guy was a government patsy. That's all coming up. And where all this is leading, we'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So, the private banks that have hijacked our country need a way to demonize the Tea Parties, the birthers, 9/11 truth. The government has the lowest approval rating in history, 8 percentage points. Ron Paul has a national approval rating of 84%, won the Republican primary by 80%. So people that are constitutionalist, anti-New World Order, they're in the 80s. The rest of the government is at 8%. 8% confidence that the government cares about the American people. That's come out in multiple polls between 8 and 12. There's been Rasmussen and other numbers. I'm sure you've seen it. We've covered it here on air. The point is people are waking up to the government. And people are learning about false flag stage terror. So what is the system going to do? It is going to let nutcases out of 310 million Americans now, who they are aware of, who are going to try to carry out crimes, go postal for whatever reason, they're going to let them attack and protect them, bare minimum. Open doors up for them. But in some cases, they're also going to stage events. And here it is, New York Daily News, Pentagon shooter John Bedell's parents warned cops 2 weeks before that he was planning some type of violent attack. They warned them, but nothing was done. It turns out for 2 years, the Fort Hood shooter was emailing who he believed was Al-Qaeda. He was praising suicide bombers on bases. He was left alone. If you're in the military and you criticize the president or anything in the government mildly, you get court-martialed or kicked out and get a dishonorable discharge. He was left alone. Then we have Detroit News and other mainstream publications reporting that the underwear bomber, we told you this 2 weeks before it was in the news, because we had eyewitnesses like Kurt Haskell and others that were on the plane, that he was led on in Amsterdam without a passport, that he was protected. They saw a guy in a fancy suit go through security, through the checkpoint and onto the gate and onto the plane, saying he doesn't need an ID, and this guy had such authority that he was able to get the underwear bomber on. And then the FBI lied about this and said Kurt Haskell and others were wrong and said they wouldn't release the surveillance tapes. And then it came out later that the Undersecretary of State for the State Department said, this was all over the news, but in newspapers, never on TV until last night when I got on Fox, first time it's gotten out there, that U.S. intelligence ordered him to be allowed on the plane and helped on the plane as part of a wider investigation. Baloney. They wanted to sell the naked body scanners. In fact, I've got that here in my stack. I've shown it over and over again the last few months here on air, but I want to go ahead and here it is. Give me a document cam shot because it's not just a radio show. If you're at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch us right now. Here it is, Detroit News. Terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. And they helped him get on the plane, and they have the government admitting this. And there was a lot of other lies as well. So it goes on and on and on. Here's another big tip-off. Within 1 hour and 5 minutes of the shooting at the Pentagon Thursday night, it was on national news, Times of London, you name it, that he was a 9/11 truther. Why are they after 9/11 truth? Why are they immediately coming out and blaming 9/11 truth? How did they discover that so quickly? In a normal investigation, there's no way that would happen for even 12 hours to 24 hours. And now it's all over the news. And Fox invites me on. People say, well, why'd they invite you on? To say, I knew what Geraldo was going to say before I even went on. Well, this discredits 9/11 truth, doesn't it, Mr. Jones? What are you going to do now? And that's exactly what he did. So I just laid out the fact that the majority of Americans, depending on the poll, 36% to 84%, and it runs the gamut, but on average it's over 60%, in national polls believe we're being lied to about the official story of 9/11. Just Google majority of Americans believe 9/11 cover-up, and you'll get all the different polls. And that's what they did on the show. And then I laid out real examples of stage terror or stage provocations for war, and his guest host said, how dare you make these allegations? What's your proof? And Geraldo had to say, well, actually, it is true that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. So I want to play part of this Fox News piece now from last night. We'll come back and play the rest, and then I'll go through all the bullet points. But of all the political beliefs this guy supposedly had, and he could have been a lone nut who they allowed to attack, they could have missed the warnings, it could be real, but all the evidence points towards this being staged. And I told you, this is the political season for this, as distrust of the government and an awakening of the American people exponentially grows, they need a way to demonize these ideas, to then say, oh my gosh, these people are dangerous. Just like the internal Homeland Security MIAC reports we got last year from law enforcement that then made national news showed, the number one enemy of government, of Homeland Security, is conservatives, libertarians, gun owners in the fetters. And they teach the military and police that we're terrorists that want to kill them. They want their security forces mistrusting us, so they will abuse us and spy on us. And notice who's getting attacked, the IRS, the military. Clearly the targets that the government in its own documents says they like to target to then get them to hate the American people. So here is Geraldo Rivera with his hit piece.
Coming up, the Pentagon shooter was one of those conspiracy theorists who believes 9/11 was an inside job. What will that mean to that movement?
Judge the success of their actions through public opinion, which can be manipulated in very effective ways, creating irresistible incentives for governments to use deception as a standard operating procedure. One of the greatest problems facing humanity today is the deliberate creation of conflict in order to extend the control of a tiny elite who seek to rule the world from the shadows.
Once a star student at San Jose State, 36-year-old John Patrick Bedell, the man who opened fire in front of the Pentagon last week, was a manic, depressive pothead fascinated with conspiracy theories involving 9/11. We still don't know why he shot the two Pentagon guards before being shot.
So, also, they're saying pot makes you kill people now. It's like reefer madness when every study shows that with the average person, it makes them less violent. Turns out this guy was on psychiatric drugs. The insert for the Prozac family of drugs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, says it causes psychotic breaks, violence, suicide, mania. I mean, how many of the mass shooters, in every case, I've never seen a big case where they weren't on these drugs. But they're not blaming it on the drugs. No, he may on some message boards have questioned 9/11. And they played audio of him talking about, supposedly Bedell, talking about this stuff. Now Geraldo, after demonizing it, after introducing it, cuts to me and says, does this discredit your movement? Well, so if somebody who's a Dallas Cowboys fan does something violent, does that discredit the Dallas Cowboys? Or when post office workers go crazy sometimes and kill people because they are veterans who may be unstable from post-traumatic stress disorder, does that demonize the whole military? I mean, if somebody's a Republican or a Democrat and commits a crime, see, no, this is about demonization. So I guess, depending on the poll, more than half the American people are now terrorists. Because if you believe in conspiracy theories, that means questioning anything the government says or does. Or if you question 9/11, like six of the 10 commissioners, you're bad. Continue.
Killed himself. But we do note that a blog connected to him suggests the criminal enterprise run out of the government could have staged the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. And that connection to the so-called 9/11 truthers is making their movement seem even more like a part of the lunatic fringe. But is that fair? Joining Kimberly and me from Austin, Texas, the same town, incidentally, where a tax protester recently crashed his plane into the IRS building, is radio host and a leader of the 9/11 was an inside job movement, Alex Jones. Alex, welcome.
Hit pause. I'm in Austin, and actually the London Guardian wrote an article saying Alex Jones is the cause of all this. Alex Jones. In fact, print me that London Guardian story. Just Alex Jones, London Guardian. I was actually in the headline. I think it's Austin, Texas, Center of Conspiracy. They said I caused all this, and that I'm causing a mass psychosis worldwide. Boy, I'm pretty powerful. No, the government lying is causing people not to trust them. So just pure demonization. We'll come back with my response on the other side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All I do is study black ops and how the globalists operate. I don't just make predictions. Months, 6 months, 3 months, 2 months, a week before 9/11... It's all over YouTube, all over the web. Thousands of Austinites saw it. I remember Jimmy Vaughn in 2002, the blues legend, showed up at my Road to Tyranny showing at Alamo Drafthouse, and I said, why are you here? And he said, I saw you on TV in July of 2001 predicting the attack. And now we're good friends. The point is, I don't just make predictions. I told you in January of last year they were going to stage a big flu outbreak because we got government documents that they were telling local police, get ready for it, it's going to happen, martial law, millions of dead. And I said, this may just be the feds hyping fear to test federalization. That doesn't mean I'm saying we're going to have martial law and millions dead. The feds were saying that. I had emergency managers on, disguising their voices. I got secret documents out of the Bureau of Cemeteries, New York, telling them the same thing. And there were a lot of other indicators. And then 3 months later in April, it started. The fear started. So they always pre-program. And they've been pre-programming that 9/11 Truth and the Tea Parties and the birthers are going to start killing people with no evidence that had never happened before. And so I said, something is going on here. Get ready. Put the Guardian article back up. I mentioned it in the last segment. So he introduces me, Geraldo Rivera, and he says basically, because I'm in Austin, You know, the same place the guy flew the plane into the building. You know, the message is, I'm causing all of this. And The Guardian actually said it in an article titled Austin, Texas, Paranoid Politics Central, London Guardian. And it goes on to say that I have caused like a black hole, and that I have this empire, and this black hole of evil is like sucking in the whole planet. I mean, the article's incredible. I never even read it on air. I probably should. And that I'm the cause of all this. And so now Geraldo Rivera has me up on air saying, are you discredited now? You know, is your movement discredited? Is 9/11 Truth discredited? By the way, he joins us from the same town where the guy flew the plane into the building. So this is the message. This is the programming that's going on. And within hours of the attack, the Austin American-Statesman, New York Daily News, and scores of other publications attacked Alex Jones. And it's just as asinine as within hours, Bill Clinton blaming Rush Limbaugh for the Oklahoma City bombing. What is it that I'm saying that scares them so bad? Just 2 weeks ago, I was playing, from the Sunday show, I was playing clips of Michael Savage. In fact, cue that up for the next hour, where Savage was saying Obama's going to stage terror attacks to blame it on conservatives in America. I mean, he gets it. I was telling you 2 weeks ago on this show, look out, they're going to do it. Look out. And I was telling you a month ago, I was telling you, and again, I'm not saying, oh, look how smart I am. I'm not that smart. I've learned how these people operate. Let's go back to Geraldo Rivera and his demonization.
And that connection to the so-called 9/11 truthers is making their movement seem even more like a part of the lunatic fringe. But is that fair? Joining Kimberly and me from Austin, Texas, the same town, incidentally, where a tax protester recently crashed his plane into the IRS building, is radio host and a leader of the 9/11 was an inside job movement, Alex Jones. Alex, welcome. The Tea Party people shook off that IRS plane crash incident after a couple of days. Do you think you'll be similarly successful, or will Bedell's misdeeds stick to the 9/11 truther people?
Well, the plane crash guy had been a Democrat and was angry at the government. And this Bedell guy, I mean, look, he had hundreds of different beliefs. And some national polls show half of Americans, six of the 10 9/11 commissioners, question the official story. There's a wide spectrum of different debates. 9/11 truth, most people just question the official story, prior knowledge, and other issues. But the bigger question here is, why within 1 hour was national news reporting that the Pentagon shooter was a 9/11 truther? I mean, why is there such a vitriol by the establishment against 9/11 truth? I mean, right here I have ABC News. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. U.S. military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities, staged terror attacks. We know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. So we know that governments allow attacks to happen. We know that governments sometimes actually stage attacks. We know that the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, the State Department admits they were ordered by U.S. intelligence to let him on the plane, help him get on the plane. So in a lot of cases, they open the door. That's what 9/11 Truth is saying, is that this is being used to demonize us. So we don't know what the truth is about this guy. I mean, he was into marijuana.
Let's bring Kimberly into the discussion. The guy was into pot, and he was a manic depressive. Is Alex overreacting, or is the 9/11 connection relevant?
Right. I think it's an overreaction, but also you're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's be classified.
What? No, what evidence do you have to support any of that?
Well, Gulf of Tonkin is very, very well documented. But
I mean, what are you talking about? Hold on. It's in Army field manuals to stage false flag attacks, declassified 2004. But separately, why within 1 hour were scores of newspapers and TV,
you tell us, Alex, why
you
shooting,
what's
they
the
were
answer?
Demonizing 9/11 truth? Why are they so scared of 9/11 truth? Why did they do that? Within 1 hour, why do they bring 9/11 truth
out?
Why do they blame...
Now for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I will show you U.S. Special Forces Counterinsurgency Manual. This is the manual used from as official policy for Black Ops commanders, Army captains and above, from September 20th, 94 to 2004. Foreign Internal Defense Tactics, Techniques, and Procedures for Special Forces 2004 edition, made by U.S. Army Doctrine Policy on 20 September 1994, 219 printed pages. And here's another Army manual as well from 76 saying the same thing. And the document, which is official U.S. Special Forces policy, directly advocates training paramilitaries, pervasive surveillance, censorship, press control, restrictions on labor unions, political parties, suspending habeas corpus, warrantless searches, detainment without charge, bribery, employing terrorists, false flag operations, it describes how to do it, concealing human rights abuses in journalists, and extensive use of psychological operations, propaganda to make these and other populations and rescue control measures, resource control measures palatable. So they sell the police state by staging terror attacks. And I just read to you ABC News, U.S. government plans to bomb U.S. cities and stage fake shootings. Grazings, staged grazings, grazings at the Pentagon. They were grazed. So she's saying, this is, you know, these are some incredible allegations you're making here. I was reading out of the Detroit News where the State Department said they were ordered to let him on the plane and had a government person lead him onto the plane without passport. I was reading Operation Northwoods from ABC News. I was covering Gulf of Tonkin that any senior in high school should know was a staged event. That's been admitted for years. And she just says it's outrageous, but Geraldo says, no, actually, that's true, because he knows that his audience may be intelligent and will understand that's a lie. Let's continue on with this.
The plane crash with Joe Stack on the Tea Parties.
But wait, Alex, wait a second. Government. Back up a second and just take a deep breath. Why would he attack the Pentagon? What aspect of his life would make him manifest it with that kind of violence against the Defense Department establishment? Why? Why there?
Here,
why not
here's
the
Fox
Health and Human Services Department?
Let me tell you. Here's Fox News. Here's Fox News. His parents, 2 weeks before, warned the government nothing was done. Same thing with the Fort Hood shooter. Same thing with the underwear bomber. I mean, the guy was obviously a complete lunatic. I mean, look at video of the guy. He looks like he's a nut from Central Casting. He obviously had millions of screws loose here. Okay? I mean, maybe he was a lone nut. Maybe he was. The point is to try to, within 1 hour, demonize 9/11 truth. This stinks to high heaven. That's what we cover at InfoWars.com, Geraldo, and I'm glad you covered this.
Okay, Alex, we'll continue to stay in touch. Kimberly, thank you. See you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That's it for us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you hopefully tomorrow night, too. Good night.
Okay, we're going to come back in the next hour, open the phones up, continue discussing this, go over more points. Some key information I haven't gotten to yet. They had a drill of a similar attack the week before this. I'll explain why they always use drills to cover up their real operations. Also, Adam Gadon, the grandson of an ADL board member who's been caught putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos, has put out a support video for all this to make it look like Al-Qaeda's real, on a CIA creation. And oh my gosh, the 9/11 truthers, they work for Al-Qaeda. And, of course, they've been caught at the Intel Center uploading Al-Qaeda videos in the same video layer with their logo as the Al-Qaeda video, showing that they're producing these videos. And Wired Magazine has reported on that. We'll be back with the second hour. You don't want to miss this information.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.